One of the central issues inside Afghanistan is drug trafficking. Thomas Schweik is a former U.S. international counter-narcotics official. His article entitled, "Is Afghanistan a Narco State?" appears in this weekend's New York Times Magazine. Welcome to the program, Tom.
Glad to be here, Marco.
I mean, if I had to sum up your work so far in Afghanistan battling opium production there, it would be the words of Vice President Dick Cheney, who you quote in your article, "You got a tough job." And I would add to that, you tried hard, you built complex and difficult relationships and alliances, yet especially in the southern Taliban-heavy part of the country, you were unsuccessful. Why?
Well, I mean, that's exactly right. In the north and the east, where there's relative stability, a lot more political will, and it's not the base of the Karzai government, we were able to eliminate poppy almost completely. But the south, there's two factors that are contributing to rampant poppy production. One, it's that the Taliban controls about 40% of the poppy fields down there, and it's very difficult to go after them without more military support. About 60%, though, are in government-controlled areas and run by a very complex network of well-connected people who are technically pro-government, but who are profiting immensely off the narcotics trade. And without more political will on the part of the central Afghan government in Kabul to go after the 60% in the south who are technically pro-government, and without more military support for the 40% that's in the Taliban areas, we've not been able to make major inroads in that part of the country.
Now, your narrative in the New York Times keeps returning to Hamid Karzai as someone who almost seems not to want to see opium disappear. How much personal responsibility for the problem can be pegged to President Karzai, in your opinion?
Well, look, I understand that he has to deal with a very difficult situation. Anybody who's spent time in Afghanistan or who's even read about Afghanistan, you can read Ghost Wars or whatever, knows that it's a complex group of factions and tribes that all have to be balanced against each other. And you have to make deals and cut deals all the time in Afghanistan. And very few people are completely free of corruption. My point is, though, that when it comes to narcotics, it is undermining everything else that we're doing in that country. It's undermining the economic, the licit economic alternatives we're trying to give to that country. It's undermining the political system with corruption. It's funding the Taliban and contributing to stability. And in that area, you just can't be cutting deals with people.
Hamid Karzai responded to your general criticisms today. Let's hear what he had to say.
Whatever he says, it's his opinion. But during the past 3 years, the Afghan government has reduced the drugs and poppy cultivation to zero, or reduced it significantly in almost 20 provinces. The real drug money is not in Afghanistan, but outside or in other banks. No doubt that some Afghans may be drug traffickers, but the majority of traffickers are connected to the international mafia.
Tom Schweik, how do you respond to those comments?
Well, he's right, and that's discussed extensively in the article, that there are about 20 provinces now that are close to poppy-free. The problem is the remaining provinces, particular five or six in his power base, are growing as much poppy as the rest of the country used to combined. It's his power base is where they're growing the poppy now. It's where he has all of his friends. And as a result of that, we still have as much poppy growing in Afghanistan as ever before. In fact, this year's crop is likely to be the biggest opium crop in history.
So what reasonable steps do you think ought to be taken to ensure that the harvest in 2009 is not greater than in 2008?
He needs to issue a decree that says we will have zero tolerance for poppy this year. We will guarantee the high price of wheat. That's one thing he can do. It's very high right now if you plant wheat, which we need in this country. That's what he should be saying. And if you don't grow wheat, we will come in and eradicate your poppy fields. And if you're a corrupt official, no matter where you are in the country, even in Helmand and Kandahar, his power base, if you're protecting this trade, we will come in and arrest you, and he should execute on that promise.
And with an election coming up in Afghanistan and political expediency a priority for Karzai, what's the likelihood of any of that happening?
If the dialogue changes and people start realizing that this protection of the narcotics trade is not helpful to him politically, I think it will be very possible to change the situation. 85% of the Afghans are not involved in the poppy trade, and I think he'll be considered a hero to those people if he cracks down. So there's a way to play this politically where by doing the right thing, by fighting crime and drugs, by establishing the rule of law, he will be perceived as the candidate that's really unifying Afghanistan into a peaceful country.
Thomas Schweik is a former anti-narcotics official with responsibility for Afghanistan. His article about the country appears in this weekend's New York Times Magazine. Thanks very much.
Thank you for having me.